This is Michael Johnson, and we are here in the Seagate PodTech blog house up here in the Bellagio in Las Vegas, Nevada. I'm here with Diana Cartwright, Senior Director of Marketing for the Seagate Branded Solutions. Welcome to the podcast, and it's great to see you here in Vegas.
It's good to see you again, too.
Okay. Now, tell me a little bit. Now, you've got a situation with Seagate where you have a couple of things going. Seagate acquired Maxtor, and now you've got two brands, and you've got two ideas out there. And how are you going to manage that? Because the Director of Marketing, Senior Director of Marketing, you've got, I think, a situation which is kind of interesting. It sounds like a delightful challenge. But tell me a little bit about how Seagate is going to manage the two brands.
Sure. Yeah, actually, it's a really wonderful opportunity. So with the Seagate brand, obviously in the marketplace, and the Maxtor brand, what we have announced here at the show is a whole new line of Seagate products that really allow you to have freedom with your digital content. And on the Maxtor side, we still have the very award-winning Maxtor OneTouch brand that is really all about backup, saving your data, you know, safeguarding it, what have you. So what we're really seeing is a real bifurcation of both brands and really kind of branching off into their own personalities, if you will. So if you walk into our booth, for example, on the show floor at CES, you'll get to experience literally one side of the booth being freedom and talking about how you can have anytime access to your data wherever you go with the Seagate brand. And on the other side, really a digital reminder of safeguarding your data, making sure you back it up, because every time you lose a piece of data, you lose a piece of yourself.
Now you've had Maxtor. You've worked in both worlds here and moving them both forward. How should people think? Let's think one about the other. I want to take them one at a time.
Sure.
So if they're thinking on the Seagate side of their brain,
what
kinds of things? What kinds of applications should someone say? Just as a practical way of thinking about Seagate.
Oh, sure. Sure. I liken it too. I had actually one person ask me one time, well, why would I want to have both brands? I think which is a valid question. And when you look at it today and the way that we have been able to roll out this new line of products is they're very different. So for example, I constantly have something in my purse that I can transfer data on. And now with the Seagate new free agent line, I actually have products that I can actually take with me. I can actually sync things to my own 500 megabyte space in the cloud, if you will, with the Seagate Internet Drive on my free agent product. I have the Free Agent Go product. I can actually just pop in my purse, and it has some applications to go right on there. I can plug it into any laptop and have my computing environment with me at any time. So it really provides me this freedom of movement to take my data, regardless of its photos, work files, whatever, with me wherever I want to go. And on the Maxtor side, we really want to enforce, like we always have with Maxtor marketing campaigns, if you will, the fact that you really need to have two copies of your data no matter what, right? I mean, I have people now have multiple digital devices. So in my home alone, I think we have three digital cameras. My daughter just takes pictures incessantly, right? So I can't imagine what would happen if I lost those photos. And so we need to keep two copies of everything, no matter what. And that's really what Maxtor is about. It's if I lost those photos of my daughter's birthday party, I'd like lose a piece of myself. And so when you walk in and you see the visualness of what we've been able to create with the marketing campaigns, on the Seagate side, there is these beautiful, or almost like art, photos of people with photos or files around them. It's about you being on. It's your stuff whenever you need it. And they're, like I said, like art. They're just beautiful. And on the Maxtor side, you'll see these very interesting, eye-catching pictures of people kind of in their everyday environment with little digital pieces missing from them. So it kind of makes you stop and think, you know, if when you do lose a piece of data, you lose a piece of yourself. So you need the backup, I would argue. And then I also like to take my data with me.
Now, what's the percentage out there right now of people that are not backing up? I know that we had talked a little bit about this last year with Backup Awareness Month, and you're doing some nice little things to make people aware that, yes, they should back things up. But what is the percentage of people that aren't backing up out there right now? It's probably pretty major, I imagine.
It's pretty major. I think the last time we checked, it was about over 50% of people who don't back up. I think, unfortunately, it's one of those things you don't think about. We don't think about it, right? We buy our computer and we're safe, but you never know with natural disasters now, a virus on your computer, you just need to two copies of everything.
Or the simple cup of coffee, deadly cup of coffee. Don't forget about that.
Oh, yeah, on your laptop or something? Can you imagine?
Well, I can. Yes, I can.
Uh-oh. There's a story there.
No, well, I know that we walk the streets in downtown urban center asking people if they were backing up, and a surprising number of people. Some people had, and we're really good about it because we were kind of in the heart of the technology area, but a lot of people hadn't really thought about it. How should people really start to, you know, how do you get that idea across? Because it's, I mean, I know that the pictures are one thing, but this is, you know, so much more is going to digital right now. And folks have the cameras. I know folks that have, they're just changing cards out right now because it's still like film to them.
Right.
How do you change that idea?
Well, I think, you know, awareness is definitely the first and foremost thing in education. You know, when we talk about, you know, over 50 people don't back up, the people that do, I wonder if they do because they at one point lost data. So, I mean, really what we want to do is educate people so that they don't lose data, right? We want to kind of get a front of that instead of behind it, if you will. So it's really about education. So it's really online. It's working with our retailers and providing information on why it's important. And then, of course, with a lot of these, this new marketing campaign we have going on with these visual pictures of making people kind of stop and think, oh my gosh, yeah, this is, you know, these are pieces of my life. I mean, this is really about your memories, whether that's a tax form you needed to keep or, you know, a birthday party invitation. I mean, we all keep just, I keep the weirdest things sometimes. You know, but what would happen if I went to find them and they weren't there? And that, I think, is what we're really trying to convey with all our marketing information.
And I think it comes really as important as with the Person of the Year issue has kind of been a convenient highlight to say that, look, you know, we're generating so much content right now. People are really starting to just produce more and more with YouTube or whatever, but it's not going to work unless they have something to store it on. And if they want to keep any of that, they're going to have to back it up somehow. I'm ashamed to admit that I haven't backed up my stuff.
Oh, say it as so. Say it as so.
But, you know, I'm you know, obviously, you know, going to this year, definitely do it. Because more and more, you know, the kids are getting older, you know. And these are, as you're saying, this is pieces of our lives that are potentially could be going somewhere.
Forever. They, like, could be gone forever.
They could be gone forever.
Absolutely. And that's one of the things we really focus on. You know, we, with this dual brand strategy, it's actually really nice. I mean, because with the Mac Store stuff, the legacy backup, you got to have it. With this new creative assets, if you will, of these photos of people having digital pieces missing from them, it is a really stop. Wow, I really have some things here that if I lost, I would lose forever. And to your point about the Time Magazine, that it's all about you and having this reflection, I think, on the cover of Time Magazine, it really is like when you look at people's iPods, you can really tell a lot about somebody by the music that they keep. Right? And the files that they have. I mean, it's really about you and your stuff. And when you look at the Seagate side, the brand, we're able to really tease them apart and show their completely different brands with different personalities and different solutions. And so Seagate, yeah, you have to back it up, but now you got the freedom to take it with you wherever you want. And we've been able to differentiate it also with its look and feel, the industrial design of the actual products themselves. They are beautiful. They have an amber glow. They're this cocoa brown, beautiful enclosure, and on the between the two enclosures, there's an amber light that glows, and it kind of, it breathes, right? So it kind of comes in and out. It doesn't flash, it breathes. So it's just a beautiful piece of solution here, a piece of technology that allows you to go wherever you want, and it's kind of a fashion statement. I mean, this is like, wow, well, where'd you get that? That's really cool. I want one of those. So I think we're creating something here that has immense opportunity.
Diana Cartwright, Senior Director of Marketing for Seagate Branded Solutions, and we're here at CES, here in the Seagate Podtech Bloghouse, and if you'd like to check out some of the things, folks can go to theseagate.com, and there's a special area that's showing some of the latest things that are being shown here at CES.
Absolutely. You can also go to maxstoresolutions.com and check out the Maxstore Solutions as well.
Diana Cartwright, thanks for being on the podcast.
Thank you.